Because there's no such thing as a natural product unless it's in transition to organic.
USDA organic or 100% organic.
We're right in front of the Expo
these
West.
These organic products
Natural
are the
Health Products Expo.
They're using petroleum.
Big protests going on here.
Harsh preservatives.
Protest the sham food products. That means
they don't belong
products
at Expo
that aren't organic.
West, right? They don't belong here. Who invited the petroleum industry into Expo West? Who wants these people exhibiting at this show? Expo West, these brands are not for you. These cheaters are not for you, Expo West. Retailers, you have the gatekeepers. You're the one who decide what people, consumers' choices will be. Are you going to offer them products that you know are fraudulent? Are you going to continue to engage in this Wall Street corruption of the natural products industry? It's time for consumers to wake up, and they are waking up, and it's time for the retailers to wake up.
Stop organic cheaters!
Stop organic cheaters!
Organic cheaters.
Some people have asked, well, why are you picking on these particular 10 brands? Because there's a lot of brands here at the show, you'll see in the body care, that you pick up their product, you should ask them, well, where's your USDA seal? You know, or what are the criteria for you claiming this is made with organic ingredients when you've got petrochemicals in there, you've got problematic chemicals in there? How is it possible that companies can achieve food-grade agriculture?
Just stand there. Anybody want to go on comment? Yeah. You know, on record with what's going on here? Nobody?
Expo, panic. These brands are not organic. Expo, panic. These brands are not organic. Expo.
Apparently, the organizers of this expo are not happy about this protest, and they're blocking the road, or they're blocking the signs so that people can't see the signs, so they're moving the protest. Let's see where they go.
Expo, panic.
You know, I'm just checking out what these guys are doing. Pretty crazy, but it's awesome.
We're making progress in driving some of these organic cheaters into the margins, but we still have a long way to go. We filed a complaint today with the Federal Trade Commission, calling for an end to the rampant labeling fraud in the cosmetics and body care sector. We have sued these companies in court. The state of California, the Attorney General's office, has filed a similar lawsuit. We've called for a boycott nationwide of these products. We're putting pressure on Whole Foods Market and other retailers to drop these products and to highlight the more than 100 products today in the body care and cosmetic sector that already have the USDA organic seal on them. That means that they meet food grade and agricultural grade standards for organics. We need to make sure that the real organic products are highlighted in our natural food stores and the supermarkets all across the country, not just in the food department, but also in the department of food for our skin. If you're concerned about what you eat, you should be just as concerned about what you put on your skin. You should be just as concerned about what you put down the drain.
All right, so this protest is continuing on here outside the front of the Expo West Convention Center in Anaheim, California, where we have Ronnie Cummins from the Organic Consumers Association joining many other protesters here to protest what they call the organic cheater brands. Cheaters, the shampoo products that aren't made with organic ingredients, even though they have the word organic in their name. They may claim to be natural. They may even imply that they're organic, but in reality, they're not organic, they're not USDA organic, and they're not not using organic ingredients throughout their formulations. Many of these products in this industry that are not organic also contain 1,4-dioxane, which is a potentially cancer-causing chemical that's been detected in very scary levels and potencies in many products. Now, right now it says Expo Panic. These brands are not organic. These wonderful protesters here putting together this protest. Thousands of people are seeing this. The police have already arrived. So far, they're not interfering, but they are keeping an eye on this to make sure that it's not blocking traffic and make sure that it's all completely safe for everyone. But this is sending a big message because you can see right behind us is the Expo Center, Expo West. Thousands of companies in there selling products, many of which are called natural, but aren't USDA organic. So we're really happy to see this happening here today.
And so I think that, you know, it's a good protest. People are starting to wake up to the fact that they got to look for the label. You got to have a USDA label or it's not certified organic.
And your sign's getting blocked again.
Yeah.
So the protest continues here against so-called organic cheater brands right in front of the Expo Center in Anaheim, California, the Natural Products Expo West. They're going to continue this protest for a few more minutes until the crowd dies down. The police have been pretty civil. They did search their equipment. They're taking down names and addresses apparently, but they didn't really block the protest. The employees from New Hope Media, the company that organizes this event, did come out and begin blocking all of the protest signs to prevent people from seeing the so-called organic cheater brands. And we attempted to communicate with them and they had no comment. I guess they're just doing their jobs out here trying to block the protest. But the protest is continuing. It's been very successful. It's grabbed a lot of attention. And the Organic Consumers Association has sent a message to the industry that if you do have toxic chemicals in your so-called organic or natural products, you will be exposed. And they will make it very public. They will protest. They will file lawsuits. They will send you a message until you clean up your brands. And Natural News will continue to share in that goal of sending a message to the industry that, hey, if you're going to be called organic, clean up your act. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for NaturalNews.com.